This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Colin Sullivan. Colin is, as many of you know, the executive director of Telluride Theater, which last year is the result of a merger between Squid Show and the Telluride Repertory Theater. So now Telluride Theater is hosting an event with the Palm Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's a unique fundraiser called Murder at the Palm. It takes place on Friday, December 28th at 7 p.m. I am talking again with Colin Sullivan. Colin, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Susan.
You're welcome. So as we approach the new year, as we approach 2013, let's look back at 2012. Could you talk about Telluride Theater's first year in business, a little bit about its history, a little bit about its triumphs, and some of its challenges?
Sure. In November of last year, Squid Show was in its fifth year, and Sasha Cuccinello, formerly Cuccinello, now Sullivan, my wife, and I were running Squid Show, which was a small ensemble-based theater, and the Repertory Theater was in its 21st year here, and they were doing some Shakespeare in the Park. They had done some musicals a couple of years before, and we decided to merge, having really similar missions for providing the community with a year-round theater, getting people involved in theater, and all those kind of things. So we merged the two entities, which was pretty amazing. It was very, very quick. To give you an example, sort of like this year, our membership campaign, you know, was done by December, and last year we were just merging at the end of November, early December. So, you know, we didn't have a website, we didn't have branding, we didn't have a logo yet. You know, we were pretty close to it, but it was a little wild. So it's nice to have a little bit more time to think about things. And, I think one of the things, one of the challenges we sort of faced last year was because we decided to do it very quickly and we talked through it with the rep board and the Squid Show board and everybody sort of agreed. I think it was really nice after a year to be able to get a lot of folks on pages who are the folks on the ground, the designers, the artists, the actors, the directors, those kind of things together. And that really didn't happen as well as we wanted to at the beginning of last year. So this year we actually held a meeting in November, which was a big open meeting to announce our first ever year-round season. And get everybody involved. And we took a lot of feedback, and we talked about theater in the town, and talked about some open training things that we're going to be doing this year. So it was pretty impressive.
Wonderful. Some of the challenges that you face?
I think that, you know, some of the – I'll say this. We were really successful in the first year. The theater itself put on six full shows. And then put on the Actions Tour, which is, you know, I think in its 20th year this year, was in its 19th last year, which is a children's tour, which tours around Colorado and the Four Corners area and everything like that. We put on a couple of original shows, Alice Underground, and put on a show called Wake Up in the summer. So we were doing sort of the Squid Show thing, and we did the traditional rep thing with Shakespeare in the Park. We did Measure for Measure, and we did a musical called the Putnam County Spelling Bee last year, which was pretty wonderful. And then, of course, some of the challenges are the things that I talked about already, which is, you know, when you anytime you merge, you have to completely redesign yourself. I mean, we launched our first ever membership campaign last year, which was very successful. We made almost $20,000, which is a pretty amazing thing, and it shows that the community not only really was highly supportive of what we were doing, but also really wanted that to happen. You know, wanted to go forward with that sort of year-round theater in Telluride. So.
Okay. So moving on. Are you partnered with the Palm just for this event, Murder at the Palm, or is it a broader relationship?
It's a little bit broader. We're a Palm Arts Associate member this year, which is we're sort of under the umbrella producing a couple of shows a year to be able to be able to use the theater in the way that it was originally intended when they constructed it, which is for that sort of local theater and local shows and different acts and things that to go up on the stage. So last year we did our musical there and we did our winter show, Alice Underground, there. This year we're actually going to be doing our musical again this year, which is a revival of Hair, which was one of the most popular musicals ever done by the Repertory Theater. So we're going to be doing that on their main stage this year. And the joint fundraiser is sort of part of that associate membership. They offer us discounted rates on rental and all those kind of things. And then we sort of put the, you know, fundraising together to be able to continue to grow the theater, as a theatrical presence for the future.
Okay, wonderful. Who came up with this idea, the idea for this really terrific fundraiser, Murder at the Palm? And
that would be...
I'm sorry. And just also, when you answer that, describe a little bit about how the evening is going to go down.
Okay. That would definitely be my genius wife, Sasha Sullivan, who's the artistic director of the company. She wrote the script for this. Actually, what ended up happening, we were going to do a vaudeville night, which is something the Repertory Theater had done in the past with this night, but then we found out that the Opera House was doing their 100th anniversary, and they were doing a similar thing, and we actually wanted to participate in that. So Sasha and I will be on stage participating in that, which is a week later on Sunday, but we wanted to do something very original and utilize the theater in a unique way, and so she thought up, this idea of the murder mystery. We read a lot of murder mysteries or murder mystery scripts and things, and they were sort of cheesy. So she's like, I'm going to write my own. We can do this. And so we've done that and worked with a company, a part of the ensemble company in Telluride Theater of, actors on both sides and really just put it's great. I mean, we're still in the middle of it. We have a week to go. It goes up this Friday. And it's just fun. It's a good way. Telluride Theater is really interested in audience interaction within our shows anyway, our traditional shows. And so this is a way to really get the audience involved. They're going to actually have a couple of breaks throughout the night where they can sort of search for clues and talk to some of the actors. They're going to have some appetizers out. Brian Young from the San Juan Saucepan is going to provide a bunch of different appetizers. There's going to be a martini bar there. There's going to be wine. So you'll have breaks throughout the night, and you'll get out. It starts at 7, and you'll get out probably around 8:30, 8:45. So people who want to go and see sort of the Sean Colvin concert at the Opera House can go and do that as well.
Wonderful, and I'm sure the Opera House is grateful for that plug. So, what will you do with the vast sums of money you raise on December 28th? what are your plans for Telluride Theater in 2013?
I guess vast sums of money. I don't know. I mean, I think our plans. We're just submitting a budget, this month to our board and. I mean, our plan this year, what we decided to do was we decided to change a couple of aspects of the theater because of the merge and finally being able after a year to sort of catch our breath and do some of that stuff. We are not a community theater in terms of quality. Our quality is usually much higher. We operate almost like a regional theater would, but with a much, much smaller budget. So I think some of that money is going to go back into, production values. But we decided this year that we were going to open casting on all of our shows to all community members. So we do have an ensemble core group of folks who have been working with us for many years, and Ashley Bowling, Buff Hooper are some of those folks from Squid Show's side, Tom Shane, Dahlia Mertens, those kind of folks, Sam Burgess, who have been working with us for years. But we are going to commit to paying leads and supporting actors this year as sort of a part of the new model. So it's more of a semi-professional kind of feel to the theater. So that's where some of that will go. Some of it will go into production values, and some of it will go into expanding our new education program to places that need it, like the West End, Norwood, Natarita, those kind of things. So there you go.
Wonderful. And as you said, and let's reinforce that, you have a brand new website loaded with information.
That's right. We do. We actually put out a full season, which is all up on the website. So if you go to www.telluridetheater.org, which is theater with an R-E, and you can click on our season page. We just did our first round of updates, so you can get tickets there for the Murder at the Palm event. If you just go to our ticketing page, it's right down there at the bottom. You can click on it. You can go to thepalmtheater.com if you want to get tickets. You can call 970-369-5669. To get tickets. As soon as that event is done, we're going to have ticketing up for all of our shows for the year. If you join on a certain membership level, we have many different options for membership levels starting at $50. You can get tickets that way as well. So, you can get a ticket for different shows depending upon the level that you join at. But yeah, that's a really helpful tool for us, that website.
And the price of the tickets?
The price of the tickets for Murder at the Palm are $50, which is, that is the most expensive ticket that we give out, and that's because it's a fundraiser. You're getting cocktails, you're getting wine, you're getting appetizers. It's a nice night like that. But the price of the normal tickets during the year will be, it'll be 20 for the musical and 15 for any shows that aren't our original shows, and we're actually going to still continue to commit to giving away some free theater, which is where one of the only theaters in the nation that still does that. So in this summer, we're going to have a show, an original show written by Sasha and probably the playwright that's been in for the last couple of years, Sarah Gantcher, called Dinner with Dionysus, the Greek god of bacchanalia and madness. And that show is going to be free, and we don't know where that's going to be yet. It's going to be site-specific. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, I'm sure this is the first of many conversations we'll have throughout the year. This is Susan Vibrock. I've been speaking with the executive director of the Telluride Theater, Colin Sullivan, about an upcoming fundraiser that is Murder at the Palm. It takes place at the Palm Theater on Friday, December 28th, 7 p.m. And it's an evening of theater, cocktails, appetizers, and awesome entertainment. Colin, thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. It's always my pleasure.
You're welcome.